He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. Hey, it's already Wednesday. I like that. I'm already looking forward to this weekend. We just finished a three-day weekend. What the heck? I wish every day was a weekend, right? Well, hey, we're off to a good start here this morning, even though Syria looms out there. We don't have a lot of clear direction there. And, of course, the markets do not like uncertainty. And that certainly presents one big uncertainty out there. But regardless, Gunderson Capital Management today is hitting new all-time highs. So I've got nothing to complain about here today from my neck of the woods. We've got the Dow up right now 26 points. You know, we'll take that. 14,859. We've got the S&P up 6.5. That's 0.4%. The S&P 500 is at 1646 right now. We've got the NASDAQ up 20 points right now. When the NASDAQ is at 3,633, and once again, as has been the pattern now for the last several weeks, even months, the NASDAQ is the strongest of the indexes today. The NASDAQ is up 0.6% right now. We have the 10-year yield hanging in there at 2.85%. We have gold down $18.60 per ounce at $1,393 per ounce. We have oil down $1.19. What did I tell you? As soon as that three-day driving weekend is over, oil will start to drop. Boy, they know how to manipulate that stuff. $107.35 on the oil markets this morning. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. And as I mentioned, the assets under management at Gunderson Capital Management are hitting a new all-time high today. Most of our gains this year, or a good chunk of our gains, have come from gains in the markets, being in the right places at the right time. And, of course, we've also taken in quite a bit of new money, as is usual here at Gunderson Capital Management. We're a very fast-growing company in the San Diego area. You know, I was on with John Ransom yesterday on his Town Hall Finance show, which is heard a little bit later in the day, usually a couple hours after my show on the Wall Street Business Network. And we were talking about a very important concept. And I really think it's an important concept. I know you've heard the cliche that it's a market of stocks as opposed to a stock market. But what does that really mean? Let's clarify that for a minute. And I'd like to point out just how important that concept is to keep in your mind. It's very possible this year to have a bunch of stocks in your portfolio that aren't doing very well despite the stock market doing well, correct? Yeah, you all know that. And conversely, it's also possible to have a very weak, just kind of muddling along stock market and to be doing very well in your portfolio. What's the difference? One portfolio is in the right areas of the market, in the right stocks within the market, and maybe the other portfolio has more of a market representation. For instance, look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which is lagging this year. Why? Because large cap stocks, those that are, $10 billion in market capitalization or better, they're lagging the performance this year by quite a bit of small cap stocks. So not only is it a market of stocks, it's also a market of sectors, instead of a stock market. Even sectors within the market vary wildly one from another during the course of the year. Some years, oil and gas and energy stocks do great, and other years they don't do so well. Some years commodity and mining stocks do great, and some years they don't do so well, like this year, 2013. If you're invested in junior miners this year, you've had a very poor year. If you're invested in pharmaceuticals and drug stocks and biotechs this year, you're outperforming the market. You're having a terrific year. The key to it is being in the right areas and the right stocks within the stock market at the right time and avoiding those poor sectors to be out of the bad neighborhoods at the wrong time. And that can make a big difference in your portfolio. Not only is it a market of stocks, it's also a market of asset classes. You know, I spoke with someone yesterday that has 100% of her portfolio in the bond market. 100% of her portfolio. And there's still that mindset out there, well, bonds are safe. And you know, and I know that's why she's in that particular asset class, because there's this feeling of safety. And you know what? I can't argue with the fact when someone says to me, well, the bond market's been really good to me over the last 10 years, over the last 15 years, over the last 20 years. Well, heck, the bond market has had the wind at its back for the last 15 years. It's had interest rates coming down. So not only were you getting your coupons, your yield off of your bond funds, but you were also getting capital appreciation. Well, that's the best of all worlds. But you know, investing, not only is it about the present, but investing is all about the future. So if we look at the present of the bond market just took a 15% hit. That's a pretty stiff correction. And I think it's more than a correction. I believe that you can call that a new bear market in bonds. And people don't realize that the bond market has bull and bear markets also. It's been in a bull market for the last 15 years while interest rates have come down, 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 down. Now, I don't like to predict. I'm not in the prediction business, but I'm just putting the probabilities. What are the probabilities over the next 5 years that we see lower interest rates than where we're at today? What are the probabilities that we see higher interest rates than where we are today? Don't forget, the Fed has not even begun, as far as we know, to taper yet. Look what just talk of taper has done to the bond market and to the real estate market. What happens when the real taper takes place? That's a good question to ask yourself. In my mind, the probabilities going forward of higher interest rates 5 years from now are much greater than lower interest rates 5 years from now. And if that's the case, what are the prospects for the bond market going forward? Not only do I not like the present of the bond market, but I don't like the future of the bond market. Now, there may be a year or two. Look at 2008. 2008 is a perfect example. That was a year to be out of stocks, which were down 38% that year, and in the bond market, which was up 32% that year. I'm just talking about treasuries, U.S. treasuries. That's a wide gap between those two asset classes. But now you look at the present, not the past, the present, 2013, and now the wide gap is between stocks. They're on the top. They're up 16, 15, 16% this year. The bond market is down 15% this year. Now, that's not as big of a gap as we had in 2008, but that's still a wide gulf that you could drive a truck through. Would you rather be up 15% this year or down 15% this year? And I just think that that illustrates the point that I'm trying to make very, very clearly, that not only is it a market of stocks, and choosing amongst the right stocks and the right sectors of the market is very critical to your investing. But it's also a market of asset classes. And just that simple asset class mix, to me, is one of the keys to the future, having good performance in the market going forward, having your asset mix right. And I may sound controversial, but I've been right. I've been out of the bond market for well over a year. I didn't suffer that crushing blow that the bond market took over the last 3 or 4 months. I think the lady I was meeting with was shocked to see the damage that's been done to her bond portfolio. I don't think she looked at a statement 3 months ago versus one today to see the monetary loss that has taken place. So, you know what? Very important to remember. It's a market of stocks. It's a market of asset classes as opposed to a stock market. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Okay, Gunderson, if it is a market of stocks as opposed to a stock market, why don't you give us some good examples of what you mean by this? Show us some stocks that are doing better in their neck of the woods than the overall market is doing. Well, how do we find such stocks? I've said many times, it's a big ocean out there. After the market closed yesterday, and after I had a few appointments, I took some friends out into the harbor. They get seasick, so we had to stay. My fishing was limited to just the harbor of San Diego. It's a big harbor. I have a lot of traditional spots that I go to looking for those large halibut that are lurking underneath the murky waters, looking to ambush a live sardine or a live anchovy. And what I do is I go back to places that have performed well in the past. So I believe that going to stocks that have performed well in the past, I think that increases your probabilities. Had I gone to spots that have never produced for me, I think that lowers your probabilities. I also took a look at the conditions of the water yesterday, which was cold. It was 65 degrees out by the mouth of the harbor. I said, no, we need to move into the harbor where it's about 71 or 72 because they like a little bit warmer water. Imagine just within the harbor, the variance in temperature. The stock market is the same way. There can be ice cold areas of the stock market, and there can be red hot areas of the stock market. Okay, now the next thing I needed to look for was a place that I thought would produce with a little bit of time. We only had 2 or 3 hours. I needed a place that I could go to and find some value for our time spent. And I tried everything. I had a boat full of greenhorns. That doesn't help. So I spent most of my time untangling lines and baiting hooks and tying new hooks on and clearing rat's nests in fishing reels. I'm sure any fisherman knows they've had the experience of dealing with inexperienced fisher people. And we were able to get some good opportunities in the time that we had, but we never did really land anything. But the story ends when we came back into the slip, and we went and we had some nice fish tacos and some good Mexican grub here in the San Diego area. And I went back to the slip at night, where I know big, large fish congregate underneath my boat. They're attracted to the light, and we spent the rest of the evening chasing big short fin corvina, which make delicious ceviche, and we finally were able to put some good fish on the boat. I knew that spot would produce. In that big, large bay, that was the hottest spot in the bay on this given day. Now we switch to the stock market, all right? We know that the NASDAQ has been a very good area of the market. That means if your stock has a four-letter symbol, it has a better chance than a three-letter symbol. Because four-letter symbols, AAPL, QCOM, MSFT, they reside on the NASDAQ. And the NASDAQ is far outperforming the Dow. I think you could say that the Dow really depends on the global economy. Those are companies that really depend on a robust economy, which we don't have right now. Whereas the NASDAQ is able to carve out little niches in the economy. Not only is it a stock market and a market of stocks, but the economy, there's different economies as you go around the various industries. The economy in the oil industry right now is booming because oil prices are $107 per barrel. Home sales have fallen flat on their face once again because of rising interest rates. So, you know, even within, again, this market, there's hot areas and there's cold areas. And you got to move around until you find them. And when you find them, you sit on that spot and you ride it for all it's worth. For as long as it lasts, and it's continuing to last in the NASDAQ. I currently own a stock in my Best Stocks Now portfolio, the Aggressive Growth account, which as of Friday was up 24.4% after all expenses. Now, that's a model portfolio. No two portfolios at Gunderson Capital Management are alike. And people come to me at different times of the year, so they get a little bit different mix of stocks. But it's a good baseline that I update every single weekend for good or bad, for better or worse, as they say. You can track along with that. And one of the stocks that I own is a stock called 8x8. We've talked about it here before. Why are we featuring it again today? Because it was one of the stocks that I sent out a tweet on yesterday. As I went through the market yesterday and looked at as many stocks as I possibly could, which includes all the ones that I own, I do that every day. They never miss my gaze. And sometimes I'll check them out a couple times per day. But I also check out stocks that look interesting to me. And if I see something that really makes my eyeballs pop out, remember the old cartoons where a guy, his eyeballs wouldn't even be attached to his head. He was so astonished at what he saw. He was flabbergasted. His eyeballs were like 1 foot from his eye sockets, you know. I think I'll draw a little cartoon of Gunderson looking at stock charts and seeing a really good one. And his eyeballs popping out. Wow! Anyways, I saw one yesterday, and it happened to be a stock that I own. The name of the stock, again, is 8x8. What the heck is 8x8? You know, I know what a 4x4 at In-N-Out Burger is, but what's 8x8? Well, 8x8 is a company that is headquartered in Sunnyvale, California, where we broadcast on KDAL in the San Francisco Bay Area. 8x8 provides voice, video, and mobile IP telecom services for businesses and residential customers using voice over internet or VoIP, V-O-I-P, technology. They've been growing their earnings at a 40% clip over the last 5 years, and that's translated to some pretty doggone good performance for the investors in 8x8. Now, this is a very small cap company. That's why I have it in the aggressive camp. And that's why when I invest in companies that are aggressive growth, I spread it around. I don't have more than a 3 or 4% position to any one of these stocks because by nature, they tend to be a little bit more volatile and they carry with them higher risk than a big blue chip stock. 8x8 is $700 million in market capitalization. It's a small cap. It's an aggressive growth stock. From a performance point of view, it's done terrific. Over the last 5 years, it's averaged 57% per year. Over the last 3 years, 81% per year. Over the last 12 months, 63% valuation on 8x8. When I take 8x8's earnings estimates for next year, carry them out at 20% per year, I get a target price of about 17. 8x8 is at 975. It passes the performance test, it passes the value test, and that all-important stock chart, it made my eyeballs pop out yesterday. I'm trying to find them. They're rolling around on the floor. I need to put them back in. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel cost up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We talked about a market of stocks versus a stock market in the first quarter of the show. You know, this is a year that really that has been the case. I mean, if you haven't been in the pharmaceuticals, in the biotechs, in the technology stocks, you have probably not done as well as you could have done this year. Had you been in a big blue chip index fund, you know, you've underperformed, you've lagged the market. But I think that market of stocks versus stock market also means that when uncertainty sets in the market, like there is right now, there's a little bit of uncertainty out there in the market. We wonder what's going to happen in Syria. We wonder what's going to happen with the debt ceiling. We wonder what's going to happen with the Fed taper. It's still a market of stocks versus a stock market. You can't paint the entire market with the same brush. There's a lot of little stocks that are working, even though there's uncertainty out there. And people that hire me to manage their money, they got to realize that. Gunderson is going to go into the areas of the market and try to find those that are working the best, despite whatever economic headwinds there are, despite whatever political headwinds there are, despite whatever saber-rattling there is across the world, and some people aren't comfortable with that. I had a person open an account with me, and I started investing and got nervous, wanted me to stop and halt, and I said, well, do you want me to manage your account, or do you want to manage your account? Because if you hire me to manage your account, you don't stop a heart surgeon in the middle of heart surgery and say, stop, let me help. No. Too many cooks in the kitchen don't work very well in the market. So, you know, the way I work is I have discretion over my accounts. And when money comes to me, I trickle it into the market as I see fit. You may not see any activity in your account for a couple of months. Well, that's pretty unlikely, because every day I'm turning up one or two that I like, or I'm adding to current positions that I still like. But it just depends on the market climate. The market climate, I have a yellow flag up right now in the market because of those headwinds. But that doesn't mean I'm treating this as a stock market and selling everything because there's headwinds. In my book, that's amateur hour. That's what amateurs do. Amateurs react to their emotions. And they make these broad... You know what? If you do that, you're going to be nervous every day about the stock market. Because there's always, always something to worry about. I can't remember a day that I've been in this business when there wasn't something to worry about in the market. And if that's you, if emotions get the best of you, well, sometimes you got to let go. And you got to let somebody else who does it from a methodical, strategic, analytical, probabilities type of point of view, and you got to let them do it. Otherwise, you're going to keep doing the same thing over and over again. Every time a little bit of wind blows in the market, you're going to panic. You're going to pull the trigger. And, you know, over time, I want you to look back and see how you've done managing your own money using that system of letting emotions get the best of you every time there's something to worry about in the stock market. You be a hard analyst on your own self. You analyze your own results that you've produced since 2009 was the bottom of the market. Have you at least performed with the market since then? Is your portfolio up 150%? Since the bottom of 2009, you have to ask yourself that hard question. If not, then you're doing something wrong. You either need to change the way you're doing things, or you need to find somebody that takes you out of the equation, right? And then you can focus and concentrate on what you're good at. Maybe you're a doctor. Maybe you're an engineer. Maybe you're an architect. Maybe you're a nurse. Maybe you're who knows what. That's what you do best. That's what you've been trained to do. That's where your experience lies. I don't know any more about fixing my bait pump went out on my boat. I don't know how to trace where the problem is. Where they getting electricity? Is it the switch? Is it the electrical panel? Is it a fuse? I don't know. I have to call my electrical expert to come in, check my bait pump. He did it while I was here managing money yesterday, because that's what I do best. And he went over to the boat and crawled down underneath into the engine room and looked at the bilges and everything, and he found that the bait pump was just not working. The pump needs to be replaced. Do I want to go down there and spend 3 hours driving over, buying a new pump, bringing it back, bumping my head several times, banging my knuckles, getting grease all over me? That's not what I do best. Well, anyways, that's my point. All right, let's take a look here at this market of stocks. I added a new stock to my portfolio yesterday. And boy, do I like it. Is there a guarantee that it's going to go up? No. Just because Gunderson bought it, the stock doesn't know that I bought it. But it has the characteristics that I like. If I was taking people fishing again today, I would go to my favorite spots. One of my favorite spots in the market this year has been Biotech. Have I said that before? Well, that's been good to me. And I keep going back to that fishing hole because I keep loading up my stringer with nice fish in that fishing hole. And ironically enough, a lot of these biotech stocks have come from one of the biotech capitals of the world, San Diego, California, where today I'm wearing my San Diego Chargers hat because opening day is, I think, Monday for us. It's tomorrow for whoever plays tomorrow. And so we got to get ready for the NFL season. Usually about 6 weeks into the season, I'm not wearing my Charger hat anymore because I'm too embarrassed. But hey, hope springs eternal. Well, there's a company here in San Diego. Maybe the CEO will be at the Charger game Monday night when we play the Houston Texans. Neurocrine Biosciences, NBIX. Boy, there's one that yesterday, in fact, last week, about a week ago, it made my eyeballs pop out. Okay? I put that in my memory bank. NBIX, biotech stock, made Bill Gunderson's eyeballs pop out on August the 18th or whenever it was. Okay, then I'm looking again. And it did it again last week. What the heck is going on here? This thing sure got my attention. Again, no guarantees. The chart is just one part of the equation. And then it did it yesterday. And then I go, holy cow, that looks good. That's a breakout out of a sideways consolidation that's been going on for several months here at Neurocrine Biosciences, NBIX, made me look at the rest of the story. They develop novel therapeutics to treat endocrine-related and urological diseases and disorders. Well, okay, no earnings yet, no sales yet, but they've got a lab, and they're trying to come up with something good, and the stock is behaving very well. If we take a look again, it's in the drug or biotech sector. It's a market cap of $1 billion, small cap. San Diego, it's a domestic stock. Those are three probabilities that you've stacked in your favor so far. It's in the aggressive risk profile, which has also been the profile to be in 2013. We can't do a valuation. Value grade is NA, not available, because there's no earnings on the stock. It's all betting on the come here with Neurocrine Biosciences. But we can look to the performance of the stock. Over the last 5 years, the stock has delivered 22% per year. Over the last 3 years, 40% per year. It hasn't been a straight line. It's been all over the place. I mean, this thing was 73 at one time, and it got all the way down to a dollar in 2009 at the bottom of the market. But since then, it's been coming back. And now it's back up to $16 per share. The stock's up 105% over the last year. But the real kicker to me, the one that made my eyeballs pop out, is a one-year chart of the stock. NBIX, like I say, I had this line drawn where the resistance level was. I had an upsloping line, meaning it was an ascending triangle. It broke out of that yesterday, and it's a new member of Bill Gunderson's aggressive growth accounts. Not a recommendation by any means, but an example of this being a market of stocks versus a stock market. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter, give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
If you're a high-net-worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks.
stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scott Trade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where the theme of the show today, and I talked about this with John Ransom yesterday on Town Hall Finance, you know, during times like this, especially when there's something a little bit above the usual to worry about, there's always something to worry about, always. But now Syria looms out there. And if you don't think it's affecting the market, just take a look at what happened last week when we came forward, John Kerry came forward with the evidence that Syria had attacked its own people with gas, and you saw the markets plunge. Why? Because the market started building into it uncertainty of what would come of us being involved with airstrikes or whatever the case may be in Syria. And then, of course, over the weekend, things kind of died down a little bit. The English Parliament said, no, we're not going to get involved. And it looked like America would be the only ones. And it looked like maybe, okay, we're postponing it now because now we've got to get Congress approval. And then yesterday, the market, after the long weekend, it was bolting higher because it had kind of taken Syria out of the picture. And then John Boehner came on saying, you know what, I back action in Syria. Which then people start thinking, uh-oh, Congress is going to give President Obama the green light to go into Syria. And then the market tanked. It lost 100 points just like that. So this points to the fact that very much the market cares about what happens in Syria. And it very much is a headwind to the market right now. Regardless of this, the wrong thing to do is to sell everything and sit on the sidelines and chew your fingernails. You know, the headwinds in Syria didn't keep 8x8 from breaking out to new all-time highs yesterday. The headwinds in Syria didn't keep Neurocrine Biosciences from breaking out to new all-time highs yesterday, or not new 52-week highs yesterday. It's a market of stocks, as opposed to a stock market. And as long as you continue to treat it as a stock market, you know what you're going to focus on, you know where you're going to make your big mistake, you're going to read the headlines every night. Don't forget that the news media, they're in the business of selling things, to drawing people in. They draw people in through bold headlines, teaser headlines, dramatic headlines. And if you tend to be a dramatic person that can't cut through your emotions, you're going to react to every headline that comes along. You know what? Look, I've been in the business for 20 years. I've sat across the table from thousands of people, all types of personalities, all types of nervous types, calm types, every kind of personality. I could write a book on personalities and how people handle greed, how people handle emotion, you know, how people handle all kinds of different situations. And to me, the worst person in the stock market, the person that needs the most help, the person that needs to lie down on the couch and needs therapy, is the person that reacts to every headline that comes along in the stock market. I remember one guy, he was so bad, he was a basket case. I said, you know, you should do yourself a favor. Please, just put your money in a CD and be done with it. Oh, but I can't make any money in a CD. Yeah, but you know what? Look what you're doing to your health. Look what's more important, money or your health? This market is driving you crazy. Every week or two, you're calling me because something's happening in the world. There's always something happening in the world. Do yourself a favor. This is my advice to you. You know, look, it's in my best interest to keep managing your money. I don't want to manage somebody's money who's like that. It's painful for me to see the pain that these people go through. Just go buy yourself a nice 5-year CD, get your 1 or 2% and be done with it. It's not worth the aggravation and the risk. Otherwise, your other alternative is to turn it over to someone and go enjoy life. Go off in your RV with the poodle and the wife and the cooler and whatever else, your movie camera, and visit the grandkids and enjoy life. And let someone manage your money for you. Somebody that hopefully you've done some research on and you think that they've got a pretty good handle on the market. And you can rest assured that while you're out driving through Tucumcari, New Mexico, that there's a guy in San Diego watching your portfolio for you. So anyways, you know what? Again, the worst thing that you can possibly do is react to every headline in the market. You know what you're doing? You're shooting yourself in the foot. And pretty soon you're not going to have any toes left. You ever see a guy walking around with no toes? It's no fun. They kind of veer to the left a little bit, trying to stay on a straight course and running down a football field. They can't remain between the hash marks if you're missing a couple of toes. From shooting yourself in the foot in the stock market time after time after time. Which brings up my last subject. All in or all out. And I've written many articles on this subject. There's so many people out there, and I've just described them. They're the people with seven toes because they've been shooting themselves in the foot over the years. Here's their strategy in the market. They're either all in or they're all out. That means they're reacting to emotion because when they're all out, they're afraid. When they're all in, they're greedy. And invariably, they're all in at the wrong time, at or near the top, and they're all out at the wrong time, at or near the bottom. In fact, I have a cartoon that I show in my newsletter every single week. I'm just going to keep it there because it's a true lesson on life and on investing. At the bottom of the cycle, it shows people selling everything. And at the top of the market, it shows people all in, buying everything. Because at the top of the cycle, greed gets the best of them. And at the bottom of the cycle, fear gets the best of them. Obviously, you should flip it around. You should be, and Warren Buffett says it all the time, you should be fearful when others are greedy, and you should be greedy when others are fearful. But, you know, you still got to temper that. You still got to get in at the right time and be out at the wrong. But all in or all out, no, not the way to go. Hey, if you're looking for someone to just turn the whole mess over to, I know a guy down the street that might be interested in managing your account. His number is 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. You can subscribe, get his newsletter for free. It can't hurt. PWStreet.com.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.